This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Brenda Linton began singing as a child in Catholic school musicals. When she was 8, she was introduced to the piano and classical music. Her childhood love of music would eventually carry Brenda into the realm of folk and then around the world. In 2005, she released her first album, The Secret. She says that one was all about loss, including the death of her mother. Her new album, Sparkle Plenty, is more upbeat, and as you might guess from the title, it's about bouncing back and appreciating life in new ways. Brenda Linton and her band, The Kinglets, are going to be performing June 3rd at Marsh Woodwinds upstairs in Raleigh, but today, Brenda Linton and The Kinglets are here with us in the studio to play live. Brenda's on guitar and vocals. Kinglets are Dave Smith on guitar and vocals, Rick Lassiter on the double bass, Robert Hudson on drums and percussion, and Brian McCune on the cornet. Welcome to all of you. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Brenda, tell us about Sparkle Plenty, both the name and how it came about.
Well, 2008 was a good year for me as far as songwriting. And so I had a collection of songs I wanted to record, and I started thinking about musicians that would kind of provide the sound, and musicians I really liked the way they played. I've always liked this acoustic electric kind of mix and lots of percussion. So a lot of the people in this room were part of that project, and Beverly Botsford also, who's a percussionist. So we all got together at Beverly's house, and we just sort of ran through some of the songs. And then as part of that rehearsal, Rick Lassiter kind of said, well, maybe we could record this, you know, at my studio. And that's when it was born, and we went from there.
So if you have a good year in songwriting, it means you have some bad years. Do you feel that? Do you think you're in a slump and you're thinking, it's just nothing? Does it feel fundamentally different in your head? Dark clouds?
It does, but it's not like a slump for me. It's more like a gestation period where I know some things are trying to come up, and then I'll be noticing things in my daily life, phrases or something that, you know, piques my interest. And I actually do write lyrics down on napkins and stray pieces of paper sometimes.
Wow, that's great. So that doesn't make you terribly uncomfortable. You know the good stuff's coming.
I do. I just have to be patient, but I'm alert at that time because I know there's things in the air, in the world that are going to speak to me, and I need to be listening.
Can we listen to one of your songs right now?
We can. And I want to dedicate this song to my 4-year-old granddaughter who has a little part to sing that she sings at the end of the song on the record, and she's listening today. Her name is Hayden. This is for you, Hayden. And also, this is going to be coming out on soundtrack for an independent film called No Good Maxine. It's produced by Bombshell Studios right here in the Triangle, and Michael Babbitt is the director.
Yep.
So
I'm
excited about that. It's time to let go of my lonely past. The light of my life has arrived at last. No one told me it could be such bliss. Nothing else can compare with this. Baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do to get myself next to you and watch you shine, shine, shine. Oh, I wanna watch you shine. Bright blue eyes and a cute bow mouth. All the girls know what I'm talking about. This feeling's been growing since the night we met. There's no sign of it stopping yet. Baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do to get myself next to you. Watch you shine, shine, shine. Oh, I wanna watch you shine. You got me giggling, and it's no lie. Hear your laughter, and I feel warm inside. Sweeter than candy, the spell you cast. Time to let go of my lonely past. Baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do to get
set myself next to you. Watch you shine, shine, shine. Oh, shine, shine. I wanna watch you shine. Shine, shine, shine. Love the way you shine for me. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine.
Brenda Linton and the Kinglets today on The State of Things. They are going to be at Marsh Woodwinds upstairs in Raleigh on June 3rd, but they're here right now. That was Watch You Shine from their latest CD, Sparkle Plenty. Tell us about that title, Sparkle Plenty. Where does that come from?
Well, I first heard the term when I was in a retreat with some coworkers, and you get this exercise that we're supposed to do where you talk about the strengths and challenges of your coworkers. So this woman was very kind to me. She tried to make – I mean, we all tried to make the challenges good things. So she called me a diamond in the rough. So I thought, that's nice. And then she said, but you know who you really remind me of is Sparkle Plenty. And I said, who's that? So she told me it's a character from the Dick Tracy comics. And I went and did a little research and learned more about Sparkle Plenty. Yeah. And I thought that was a nice thing to hear from someone. But when I was pulling the lyrics together and the songs for the to start recording, I realized there are all of these words and images in the different songs that kind of brought them together, like glass and shine and star and a lot of sparkle. A couple of the songs had sparkle in there. So I thought I think this is for a reason, that some of this is coming through these songs, even though some of them are about very serious topics.
Right.
That part of life is what is interesting me right now.
Well, it's great that you're able to see the sunshine come through that. You know, when they say things like, I love the way you never trouble yourself doing anything for anybody else, that sort of thing. And you go, what did they just say, you know?
Right.
You don't worry about other people's work. You just focus on your own thing every day, every single day. Yeah, that's the upside. So you got through that. And I know that you have said your songs have a way of developing your spirituality. Is that true?
Yes, especially songs about relationships and about my family or things sometimes that I find very abhorrent out in the world. So I think I work through a lot of that by writing. And that allows me to take on a new attitude. A lot of times, and so that's a very personal thing, and I really go inside when I'm working on that. One song we were going to do called "Mother and Son," expresses that as well. It's about mothering, but it's also about finding people who teach you that you're not really expecting to do that. So,
will you do another song for us?
We'd love to. I'm going to have to tune my guitar. It seems to have.
Well, it's a little bit.
Something.
It's gotten awfully. I'll give you I love the way you tune your guitar on the air.
I know.
Right on the radio show. How you do that is one of your strengths, Brenda. And it's also very wet. I should say we're gonna have to swim home today. So you know there may
All
be
right.
some. There you go. I'll give
Thanks
you cover.
Thanks for filling in. That was great.
That's what
Frank.
I do, Brenda Linton. Here we.
The day you were born, your spirit moved through me to drink in the air, atoms of mystery, turning toward my voice, you raised your tiny fist, and the world to meet you in the softness of a kiss. I am the teacher and the one who is taught, one who is loved, one who has a loving heart, and your life's lessons are bound to my truth, and mine has its voice in you.
circle is complete and you are on your own. And I could not be prouder of the man you have become. But in my mind I see a child and eyes that sparkle with delight and such joy and understanding. I am dazzled by the light. I am the teacher and the one who is taught, one who is loved, one who has a loving heart. And your life's lessons are bound to my truth, and my wisdom finds its voice in you. Oh, my son. Oh, my son, what joy you bring to me.
Brenda Linton and the Kinglets from their latest CD, Sparkle Plenty, Mother and Son is the name of that song. They are going to be at Marsh Woodwinds Upstairs June 3rd in Raleigh here with us today on the State of Things. So, Brenda, you really did Catholic musicals? Did you do pageants like the May Crowning? That kind of thing?
Yes. You know about that?
I know about that. And here's my question to you. You may not be able to answer, but it seems to me that Mary got all the good music. Joseph got pretty much nothing, right?
I think that's very true. We had a statue, actually, of Mary. And I should say that I was raised Southern Baptist. So going
how'd you get out of the house with those Catholic musicals then? Or how'd you get back in?
I think my parents were really happy that the parochial school would take me into a kindergarten at 4.
Wow.
So that was what I did until the 6th grade. And it was a beautiful beginning, too, because there were a lot of extracurricular things that you weren't able to do in public school. And the musicals we did every spring, that was one example of that. And I got
When did you get serious about, or did you think that music was going to be your career?
I think in the 60s, I really, you know, felt more that I needed to be out and playing with people. And I needed to be, you know, networking and understanding kind of what was going on in the world through music. Because that's when I feel most myself, is when I'm performing or writing. So it kind of tapped me on the shoulder.
And did you start with this singer-songwriter folk kind of music right off the bat?
Yes, actually, that and Celtic music. That's always been really important to me. And so I love to do a cappella, you know, Celtic. And we do that, in our shows. And people seem to like that very much.
And a very brief foray into heavy metal.
Oh, I knew that was going to come up. Yes, I lived in London for a year and a half. And what I found was when I auditioned or answered ads, I was kind of open to whatever was coming my way. So I went to this audition and they wanted me to do it, and I went to a couple rehearsals, but it just wasn't for me. So I think that was a good thing, though. And I, you know, I got a little lonely when I was in London. I wanted to be there, but I missed everybody. So that's when I started writing in earnest.
I'm a Baptist Celtic folk singer with a background in Catholic pageants, and I'd like to do some heavy metal. Is that how that went?
Well, that's my life. You're exactly right. And the guys in the room will tell you that. It's an unpredictable thing to be with me and to play music with me.
Well, what is predictable is the quality. We're happy to have you here and remind everybody where you're going to be. But first, I will thank you. Then we'll hear some more music. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much, Frank. We've really enjoyed it.
Brenda Linton and the Kinglets are going to play at Marsh Woodwinds Upstairs June 3rd in Raleigh. Both of Brenda's albums are also available locally at Quail Ridge Books and Music in Raleigh, Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill, and through their website, brendalinton.com. The Kinglets are Dave Smith on guitar and vocals, Rick Lassiter on double bass, Robert Hudson on drums and percussion, and Brian McCune on the cornet. Their latest album is called Sparkle Plenty, and that is the state of things for today. Thank you for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Here once again, Brenda Linton and the Kinglets.
1, 2, 3, 4.
all that he dreamed. She was more than he knew. He made up his mind to tell her that night. He said, I've been waiting for a woman like you. Can you imagine yourself as my wife? And she said, we all wanna be adored. We all wanna come first from time to time. I want your eyes to show me all the reasons that you chose me. You know I want to be with you for no reason at all. Do you feel the same, darling? Will you love me when I fall? Not what she hoped. He was wounded inside. She made up her mind to leave him that night. She said, I've been waiting for you to swallow your pride. Is there no way to bring you back into my life? We all wanna be adored. We all wanna come first from time to time. I want your eyes to show me all the reasons that you chose me.